The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
If the financial meltdown of the past couple of years has taught us anything, it's that the bad credit, no problem method of getting a home loan is really a thing of the past. So that leaves us with trying to decide between really the two stalwarts of the mortgage menu, the 15-year and the 30-year conventional fixed loans, what we like to call the plain vanilla loans. But which one of those two flavors of vanilla is right for you? Well, the answer depends on a number of factors. But for this discussion, we're going to focus on your current financial situation, your future prospects for reliable income, and your comfort level when it comes to taking risks. Let's take a look at, I'll give you a round number, $200,000 mortgage, 15-year loan at 5%, and a 30-year loan at 5.5%, because the 30-year is generally a quarter to a half point more. 15-year mortgages usually come in, as I said, around a half point difference than a 30. So that's why we're doing this. Okay, now, nobody likes being in debt, and that's why the 15-year mortgage may look pretty attractive to you. You can pay off your loan as quickly as possible and do it at a lower interest rate. Now, your monthly payment's going to be higher, about $450 a month on a $200,000 loan. But much more of it will be going to pay off principal. Much more of it is giving you equity in your home and is not just going into the bank's pocket as interest. In fact, when you look at sheer dollar amounts, it's really kind of staggering. Over the course of that 15-year loan, you're going to be paying slightly less than $85,000 in interest on top of the $200,000 you borrowed to buy your home. With a 30-year mortgage, your interest payments alone will be nearly $209,000 more than the amount you actually borrowed. Now, when you look at those figures, it makes it appear that the 15-year loan is a no-brainer. Well, there's two sides to every story, and here's the other side. If the past 2 years has shown us anything, it's that we all need to be ready for emergencies in case we lose our job, lose our business. And that 15-year loan might have looked great 5 years ago because it helped you build more equity in your home, but if you had gotten that 30-year loan, maybe put that extra $450 a month in your savings account, well, assuming you kept it tucked away and didn't blow it on luxuries, that nest egg would have grown by a rate of $5,400 a year over the past 5 years. That would have added up to $27,000. Now, in this economy, equity is wonderful, but so is a hefty savings account. And as we've also seen by the last couple of years, a savings account is something you can count on more than equity sometimes. That savings account could help you hang on to your house if you got laid off. It could pay the mortgage while you're looking for a new job. Equity can't do that. And remember, in the old days, you could easily pull out equity to pay your bills. But those rules are tighter now. Credit's more scarce. And besides, no way you're going to get a home equity loan if you're laid off. Now, if you had taken the 30-year, yeah, it's true, you're going to be paying more in interest, but your monthly payment would be smaller, and that also can be very welcome if your money gets tight. Again, this depends on your personal financial situation. If you've got a solid income, a large savings account that would get you through an extended emergency, 15-year loan is a great way of keeping your money in your pocket instead of the banks and to build equity at the same time. However, if you want to maintain more liquidity in your finances and build a nest egg just in case, a 30-year loan may be right for you. You can pay off a 30 as if it were a 15, but if things get tight, go back down to the lower 30 payment. And again, we'll talk about that later. I'm sure you have a lot more questions at this point, and your realtor, of course, can help you answer them. Also put you in touch with a seasoned mortgage professional to work out the loan that matches your need.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.